This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Both coasts this evening out in Los Angeles. Robert Scott Bell reporting, and we're going to be at the Cal Jam tomorrow. And, of course, Jonathan E. Mord. I don't know how you do it, but in that little area, 10 miles square, where they reclaimed the swamp, and maybe it should go back to the swamp, but they certainly don't want Donald Trump to run it, according to what the Republicans are trying to do.
Well, it is a swamp, but we stay afloat. And unfortunately, the nation isn't. The nation is underwater. It's rather disgusting that the D.C. area is now the wealthiest part of the entire United States, thanks to all the taxes that everyone on earth in the United States pays. D.C. and the fat cats here live high on the hog. Everywhere else is suffering. But it's an amazing situation, isn't it? You've got the Republican Party leaders rejecting the will of the Republican Party members who have voted overwhelmingly for Donald Trump, and they're trying to thwart the will of the electorate to do an anti-democratic move at the convention, and boy, oh boy, that's going to spell big trouble, Robert.
The more the Republican Party establishment elites fight Donald Trump, the more it becomes obvious that, of course, we've talked about it for the Democratic Party, but these parties have long lost the claim that they're for America, honestly. They basically disavow, as you say, the will of their membership in selecting a president to be, you know, put up for an election. And in this case, the more they fight, the more I see, indeed, Trump is not one of the insiders. If anybody was going to claim that, he definitely isn't, because they're so scared of everything. They're pulling out every little bit to try and claim that this man is the Antichrist at this point, to prevent people from wanting to vote for him.
Yeah, and I think that only increases his popularity, and I think it's likely that he'll come rather close to the magic number necessary to win the nomination on the first vote. And I suspect that in the end, they're going to rally behind Donald Trump rather than completely destroy the Republican Party and give the Democrat, whoever that is, the White House again. I mean,
yeah.
What's interesting to me is that many of these leaders would rather risk having someone who is far left of center, who would advocate vast expansion of the federal government into whole new areas, and maintain this overbearing regulatory state, enormous taxation, particularly on corporations, and sacrifice the United States rather than have Donald Trump become president, who would adopt roughly 75% of their agenda. So,
yeah,
you know, it's not ideological. It's not ideological. What it really is, what it gets down to, Robert, is that they are vested in big government to protect their interests. And they don't want somebody to come into Washington who's unpredictable, who may threaten all the gains that they've made with lobbying and all of the protection that they have built into legislation and into regulation that is giving them anti-competitive advantages. And
it's incredible.
They're scared to death that this guy is unpredictable. That's the thing. They don't control him. That's why they're
upset. That is, you're right. That is exactly right. Do we have Cheryl Chumley on with us? Because I'm not getting a word of it. Cheryl, are you there?
I am here.
No? Oh, hallelujah. Cheryl Chumley from WorldNet Daily. You actually wrote, it's great, you wrote a piece on this just today, I believe. I just saw the Washington Post calls for brokered convention to deny Trump. And I'm watching this, you're watching this, you're writing about it. Do you have anything to add?
Well, I think Jonathan hit the nail on the head, what he was just saying about it's the element of control that the establishment Republicans most fear losing with Donald Trump. You know, you have to remember, he's just running to be a president. It's not like he's a king. It's not like if Donald Trump were to win the White House, he would have absolute control over where their country is headed. What he would have is influence, and he would have a big platform to sway the public into his way of thinking, which would be in direct contrast to what the establishment wants on Capitol Hill. So to say that Donald Trump is going to ruin our nation's politics is a bit of a skewed point. What the real fear is, like Jonathan was just saying, is control. They don't want to lose it, and Donald Trump threatens it.
Yeah, the worst thing they could have in from any party is someone who doesn't pay attention to the party bosses and says, you know what, I'm doing an end around on this one because I have perceptions that are different than yours. But as he says, for whatever that definition is, he wants to make America great again. I've said, I think one of the biggest threats he poses to the establishment of both parties is his willingness to speak out against these phony free trade agreements, where we have discussed our willingness to say, yes, we're all about free markets and free trade, but not the way they're written. They're another form of crony global capitalism, if you can call them that.
Well, notice that there's tremendous insincerity here on the part of the Republican leaders, because they've embraced everybody from Ronald Reagan to George W. Bush, people who have had an agenda. Not Ronald Reagan, but Richard Nixon. I mean, you remember Richard Nixon imposed wage and price controls, had a very authoritarian approach to the economy that was antithetical to free markets. They fully embraced him. They embraced George Bush, despite the fact that he gave us Medicare Part D, which was the largest socialized medical welfare program in our nation's history, short of Obamacare. They embraced him. So it's not ideological. It's not. They don't have a litmus test. They're willing to accept Romney, who gave us Romney Care. They were willing to accept him as a moderate. They don't have a. They're not the protectors of the conservative ideology. They couldn't care less about what Donald Trump actually thinks. The problem is that he is not someone who they can be assured will not rock the boat with the leadership and upset them and go a direction that may cause them to suffer economic loss, lose political influence, whatever. And it's the unpredictability that drives them crazy. And what I suspect is going to happen is that Donald Trump, after about a couple of weeks from now, will be in a very good position. And I think what he's going to do is he's going to reach out to them. He's going to discuss the future. He's going to calm their fears. And he is going to bring someone in as a vice presidential running mate who's fully acceptable to them. And I think the result of that will be that they will stand down at the convention, that he will win on perhaps a second or third ballot, and they will unify behind him. And I think that's what's going to happen. I think there's a segment that will refuse. I think there are certain people who would rather vote for Adolf Hitler than Donald Trump. And those people are insane, I think. But nonetheless, there is a minority that is so rabid in the Republican Party, so rabid that they will not vote for Trump under any circumstances. But I think the rest of them, my goodness, they have agreed to, all sorts of horrific things in Washington over the last decade that has ruined the country, and they can't accept Donald Trump. Yeah, what's
no,
wrong?
I know. And the Washington Post even said, and Cheryl, this was in your article, I noticed, they were, you know, upset that Trump threatened the relatives of terrorists. Yet Obama has not threatened them, but he's actually killed the relatives of terrorists with droning. So, come on, you know, the dissonance is just extraordinary here on that issue as well.
They couldn't care less about that.
Go ahead, Cheryl.
You know what's extraordinary also is, as vicious as the Washington Post editorial board was against Trump in saying that people need to oust him from his campaign in order to save the country, you know, those on the right are saying the same thing. Eric Erickson, one of, you know, the GOP's leading radio conservative voices, is out there saying basically the same thing. So what's astonishing to me is it's not just the left attacking Trump. He's getting it more from those of his own party.
Incredible. Now, I want to switch gears with both of you because I'd like to say we could take credit for this. Cheryl Chumley, with your new book, The Devil in D.C. Of course, Jonathan, you wrote eloquently within that, and I shared a story about an issue called marriage licensing. Alabama Senate just passed a bill eliminating marriage licensing. And I thought, Great. Wow, what an interesting unintended consequence of the Supreme Court decision forcing gay marriage on every state.
Mm-hmm.
It is, and it's exactly what you were talking about in my book. You were saying that you and your wife basically put the government out of the picture in your marriage, in your covenant with God, because why bring the government in an area where they should not be, have no rightful role in, and should not be leading in the first place? I'm amazed at what Alabama did, and I think it's great.
What do you think, Jonathan?
Oh, yeah, that's the way to go. Government ought not be in the business of determining the legitimacy of marriage. It's a institution of God, not of man. It is inappropriate for the government to extend its power over that institution. It actually is a violation of the Free Exercise Clause of the First Amendment. We have a freedom that is associated with our religion to exercise it as we wish. There's no more quintessential free exercise of religion than marriage. The institution itself is a religious institution. It did not come about because of government. It is in the presence of government only because government happens to have its ugly nose in the business. But it doesn't have to.
Get ready to hear our friends on the left go apoplectic, calling Alabama every name and homophobic and everything. But again, marriage was never supposed to be part of the state. It was always something different, and that's the point here. If you want to have a covenant between you and whoever, that's up to you, but don't ask the state to condone it, and I don't want the state to condone my marriage. I don't want them anywhere near my marriage. Anyway, lots more broadcast healing on a political level, economic level, and more here. Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour, robertscottbell.com for all the links, including to Cheryl Chumley at WND and Jonathan Emord.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you ever miss an hour, well, they're there. Right there at GCN, our syndicator. Also, iTunes, Talk Network, TuneIn, Stitcher, Epic Times, UK Health Radio, as well as the new SoundCloud available there. Jonathan Emord with us, Sacred Fire of Liberty, each week, and Cheryl Chumley for WorldNet Daily. Also, she has a new book. Been telling you about it. I hope you got it. If not, order it now through Amazon and other book retailers, The Devil in D.C. Now we go to South Korea. No, North Korea, because we'd rather go to South Korea, not North Korea. But this story is about a terrified United States student, University of Virginia student, not knowing how he got into the UVA at this point. He's 21 years old. He's sentenced to 15 years hard labor for doing a prank of stealing a political banner in North Korea. I'm just asking about the intelligence quotient of this kid for going there to do this, but there are some bizarre things about this story.
Well, yeah, we were just saying who goes to North Korea anyhow? But the fact was, he was there. He took the flag, and 15 years hard labor in this regime is pretty fierce for someone of his age to be facing. The Obama administration came out and issued new sanctions against North Korea, but this is definitely going to be a political tool for the regime for years to come.
Maybe they can offer a trade for Dennis Rodman. I don't know. Jonathan, what do you think? I mean, this guy was crying like a baby, and it's probably what the North Koreans were really loving.
Yeah, I just, I'm disgusted, really. I appreciate he's 21 years old. I know he's a young university student at the University of Virginia. But why'd he go to Korea in the first place? But then... North Korea, but okay, he's in North Korea. He does this prank. He gets caught. He is arrested, and then he starts bawling and confessing that he shouldn't have done it, and that he was bad for doing it. And and they film all of this, and it goes on their statewide media, and all this, the people in Korea, North Korea are informed that this is a typical American who has no intestinal fortitude, who's weak, who's dishonest, and who's corrupt, and who here is, harming us, but we're going to make him pay. And basically, he deserved himself. He made a spectacle of himself by crying. He reinforced the idea that he was weak. And these people are looking for that. They love to crush Americans. They hate our guts. And so this kid just fed right into their narrative, and then they gave him 15 years of hard labor. I just don't understand why people debase themselves in the face of tyranny. We are called upon when we're made captive or we're going to be executed or whatever to defend ourselves with vigor and strength and intestinal fortitude. Or if you're in this case, I would say just sit there and keep quiet, because it's a kangaroo court. They're going to convict you no matter what. But certainly don't bawl your eyes out and say how horrible you are and confess that you did it and pray that they're going to be nice to you. I mean, the poor kid has no idea what country. It's sort of like he fell into North Korea. Didn't he do any research? Mm-hmm. I mean, hello?
Yeah, I was
North
thinking
Koreans
about
to kill us.
Yeah, the North Korea, if we look about the law of the terrain from a biological milieu perspective, we look at, all right, here's an environment you don't want to go in because the sewage is running down the streets. You got to think politically in terms of, I'm an American, if I did a prank like this, maybe I'd get in trouble, but I'm not going to do 15 years hard labor. But you're in North Korea. Do you know anything about North Korea? And that's why I hope, again, I hope this is not true of all of the University of Virginia and its undergrads, but this reflects poorly. If I was at that university, I'd be going, man, I'm embarrassed about this. Yeah, sure, I feel bad for the kid, but come on, that was really stupid.
It is. I feel sorry for him to a slight extent, but boy, I feel a lot more sorry for him if he didn't break down and start bawling. I don't like it when Americans allow themselves to become propaganda vehicles for foreign countries. I don't like it. I didn't like it when the American soldiers were held by the Iraqis and one of them cried. I didn't like that. We have to have enough strength to fight for liberty and to show ourselves to be courageous and brave in defense of our rights. Because, boy, oh, boy, if anything, we're going to see a lot more of that kind of stuff in the future. The world is getting more hostile to freedom, not less.
Yeah, we got to have that American toughness coming back here. We need that. Cheryl Chumley certainly has it, and she's writing an article now, she tells me, on the Alabama decision, the Senate to vote for religious liberty specifically by ending marriage licenses. We'll look forward to that at WND there, Cheryl.
All right. Have a great one.
You too. Thanks for being with us. Everybody go out and get the devil in D.C. Jonathan continues with me, and we'll be back with Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty after this with more powerful political healing and beyond.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
We got some more good news to deliver here on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got, of course, Norm Singleton back from the Campaign for Liberty along with Jonathan Emord, emord.com. And we just learned last night, I believe, the DARK Act went down. This was an act that would preempt basically the state's ability to, make laws, right, that are not pursuant to the federal constitution. In other words, I'm not saying this right. I'm just so happy the DARK Act went down. Basically, federal preemption lost in this case. I don't know. Norm, do you have a report on this from the Campaign for Liberty?
Well, you know, we had I had put up some blogs on
about this bill and have been following it closely. And what's interesting is that the let me get the vote up here, is that there was a fair number. It looks like there was a fair number of Republicans who voted against this bill, including Senator Rand Paul, no doubt for constitutional reasons, as he usually does. Actually, I'm sorry, when I say fair number, I meant two.
Two, yeah.
There are three. And Mike Lee voted against it. And again, he's a good constitutionalist. Then you have Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins of Maine. Now, they're both considered more moderate to on the liberal spectrum of Republicans. And I'm not sure why Representative Collins voted against it, or voted against cloture. My guess is that she probably heard a lot from her constituents and maybe even from some small farmers, because I think Maine is a heavy agriculture state, who have concerns about competing with the large agribusinesses.
Well, and also, you know, Norm, Jonathan helped craft some of these state bills that would withstand constitutional muster on the federal level. And, I believe Maine was one of them. Vermont was one of them that has the GMO labeling provisions that would have been overturned by the DARC Act.
Because then,
I did write those, help write those bills. And, I did write them expressly to avoid a constitutional problem, because all they do is require that if you have a GMO in your product, that you reveal the presence of it on the label. That is, that this contains a GMO. It doesn't ascribe any negative connotation to GMOs at all. It has no purpose other than disclosure. And so as a result, the First Amendment precedent that is against compelled speech has no applicability in this context, because all it is like any other truthful disclosure piece of legislation. So what the feds want to do in this thing, which is just outrageous with this this bill backed by Monsanto, is to eliminate those full disclosure laws so that the companies can hide the presence of GMOs in the marketplace and confuse consumers, because they can use the term natural under federal law on products that contain GMOs and confuse consumers into thinking that they're buying something that might be organic or that might be not manipulated in this way. So it is particularly damaging to organic producers, because the other draconian thing in this wretched bill is that it establishes federal jurisdiction over the labeling of products as non-GMO as well as GMO. So what happens is, although no one would ever petition the government to get approval to put contains GMO on their product, certainly people who say my product doesn't contain GMOs would like to be able to say that. Under this thing, you'd have to go through all these regulatory hoops, and the government would have to approve the claim non-GMO on the federal level before you could ever get to use it on your product. And that
Incredible. Includes
having to get the federal government to agree that you have a food plan in place that is satisfactory to the feds. So it creates this anti-competitive barrier to free speech about non-GMO, and absolutely overrides the free speech support of state legislation, thereby violating the First Amendment in multiple ways. So this is a really nasty piece of legislation that would get – it's anti-competitive. It's protectionist legislation for GMO-containing foods, principally backed by Monsanto. This was a close vote.
Yes, too close, I think. But it shows you that not a lot of the Republicans are principled on the issue of federalism.
This is the third time that we face this. Monsanto is relentless in pushing this. This is the third time we've had to defeat one of these pieces of legislation. And Congress keeps coming back with it. And they keep getting new sponsors of it. It was first in the House, then it was sent over to the Senate, was killed again, and then it came up again. And they plan to reintroduce it again. They're absolutely relentless.
Right. And I think that the fact that you do have four Republicans breaking with the leadership on this is significant in that two of them are the two
constitutionalists
we have. Unfortunately, the other two who are considered the really strong constitutionalists, Ben Sasse voted for cloture. I'm not aware of how he feels on the final bill. And Senator Cruz was otherwise engaged today. I think Senator Mikulski from Alaska, her reasons were quite similar to what likely was Senator Collins, in that she is listening to the people of her state, because she gave a number of speeches on the Senate floor outlining the concerns that the fishermen of Alaska have expressed to her regarding GMO salmon. And whatever your position on, you know, one of the things is that there are good people on both sides of the debate in the liberty community over GMOs. And I think whatever your position is, though, whether you're pro, anti, labeling, whether you think it should be mandated by the government, done through the market, or whether you agree with Joe Salatin, I might have mispronounced that.
Joel Salatin.
Joe Salatin is that the real outrage is the fact that they're not accountable when the GMO seeds spread to a smaller farmer and contaminate their product, and thus making it impossible for those who wish to sell their market their products gluten free, and for consumers who wish to buy what are authentic
GMO free
products.
Right.
I think we should all agree, especially in the liberty community, that the federal government should not be imposing its heavy hand on this right now. The federal government should not be making us should not be establishing rules saying what is and is not GMO. And I think that those who are supporting this because they want to protect GMOs from people like Jonathan need to consider what would a President Sanders, President Clinton, President Trump do if they had this power and decided one day that, you know, I don't really like these GMOs, and there's this precedent that was supposed to protect GMOs from the state regulators. I want my federal regulators to really crack down on them now.
Yeah, well, it's just so like that. Anytime you give the federal government the authority and power, whether it's constitutional or not, mostly it's not, to do these things, it ends up backfiring on you eventually as the political winds shift in another direction.
Well, recognize what this is. I mean, this is an industry-written piece of legislation for the purpose of depriving people of information that they think is important, that is, in making a purchasing decision. So the purpose of this is to use federal law to provide a protection for public deception, and that's what this is. The public decides what it wants in the marketplace and what it thinks is important. So if you happen to like, let's say a majority of Americans want to eat something that has peanut butter in it, and instead you put in, let's say, some other kind of butter, but it's not peanut butter. And you put on there, and you have a picture that looks like it's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or something. And everybody wants peanut butter, but in point of fact, it's not peanut butter in there. And you advertise it and promote it in a way so that you cannot use the word peanut butter, so that people cannot, is the law, so that people can't discern whether peanut butter is in there or not. And that's what this is doing. It's basically saying, we don't want you to be able to know that our product contains GMOs. Well, if GMOs are so cool, why don't you want them to know it? And then go, instead of investing all this money into Washington to try to get the federal government to suppress information with preemption of all state laws that require disclosure, why don't you go the other route, spend all those tens of millions of dollars in educating people why GMOs are in your products are perfectly okay.
You think?
And
that would be something they should do if they wanted to promote their product legitimately.
But it, But instead, they want to hide the reality that their products contain these things. Now, if the public wants to know whether something is in there, and you hide it from the purchaser, and not only that, you mislead the purchaser into thinking it's free of it, that's deception. That's classic deception. That's illegality. That's an illegality. That is not free speech. That is deceptive speech. That is the same thing as fraud. And that's what's going on here. They don't... I mean, it'd be one thing if you had a marketplace where people didn't care. If people didn't care... You know, I don't care what color a bike I get. It could be green, purple, or blue. I don't care. And the manufacturer says, well, you know, color doesn't affect the bike. The bike operates the same way. But people want to know the color of the bike they buy. And
we're
because
gonna
they want to know...
From selling, you know, it with a color in its ad so you won't know what you're going to get. Yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible. Well, listen, we're going to keep this discussion going. Norm Singleton is here from the Campaign for Liberty. Jonathan Emord, emord.com. Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to robertscottbell.com for all of the links, and say thanks to our wonderful sponsors who make this message possible. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, and the special edition when we get together every week at this time with Jonathan Emord. All right, back after this with some suppression of freedom of speech in a play in a high school after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, guys. More freedom of speech issues. We just covered the Dark Act going down, but the attempts to violate our religious liberty, our different freedoms, of course, a lot in that First Amendment. We talked about Alabama and the marriage license issue ending as well. Georgia has pushed for religious liberty. It's an interesting time, but freedom of speech, one of those things that some people like, some people don't. Some people choose it like it's a menu. We like it now, but we don't like it there. And in a high school in Tappan Zee, New York, I believe, they put on a play or are about to put on a play. I think it's called The Producers. Mel Brooks, very hysterically funny, picking on the Nazis, making fun of the Nazis. And evidently, and Norm, I think you got this up at Campaign for Liberty, they want to take down all the swastikas because it could offend somebody.
They say that the display of swastikas, even in a satire, and which is an anti-Nazi play, musical actually, is somehow an offensive, is counts as a hate crime. And what's really sad about this is that it just shows how far we've gone, where you can't even use Nazi imagery to criticize and mock and make fun of the Nazis. And this play was written, happens to have been written by a Jewish man, the great comedian Mel Brooks, who I'm sure our older listeners are very familiar with, and hopefully our younger listeners are, although I don't know, because another one of his very famous works is Blazing Saddles, from the 70s, and it's one of the funniest films of all time. But the problem with it is, because it's a satire on America's tragic racial past and kind of the backwards racial attitudes of the post-Civil War era, as well as political corruption, you probably couldn't get away with showing it today, certainly not on a college campus, because even though it's, again, it's the same thing with The Producers, even though it's anti-racism, the fact is that it uses very harsh language, and just like The Producers has the big musical number Springtime for Germany and Hitler, it's mocking attitudes, and apparently today's cultural left, they're too sensitive and their critical thinking skills are so atrophied that they don't recognize that actually the most effective way, as Mel Brooks said about the producers, to combat Hitler, to combat the Nazis, is to hold them up as figures of ridicule, because that really, that when you ridicule a government, the government, when you ridicule the fascists and the communists and the authoritarians, you take away a lot of their power, because you make them into figures of fun.
Yes.
And figures of mockery instead of figures of authority and figures of fear. I always think of that great line from The Godfather, another movie I hope that your younger listeners are familiar with, where the pompous Hollywood producer says that he is not a man to be made to look ridiculous. You know, the government, fascist governments do not like to be made to look ridiculous.
Right. Well, and another thing, Norm, about this, you know, when you're dealing with, you know, pure authoritarianism, they really are more angry when you don't ask them for permission, especially when none is required, because they believe it's always required. And that's one of those things we talked about with marriage licenses earlier and other things like that, or maybe even the animosity towards Trump, that he's a guy that doesn't like to ask permission. Again, whether he's a constitutionalist or not, he probably isn't, but people are really now attuning into this idea of somebody standing up to the other people that have played authoritarian roles in our lives for a long time.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, the whole cult of censorship that we see building in both parties and in unfortunately throughout our culture, and the Missouri University, which
yes,
apparently
right.
is losing donations from alumni after that incident went public. Yale, and then you have at the rallies, you have Trump supporters beating up anti-Trump protesters, and then you have violent protesters bragging. What happened to the idea that I disagree with what you say, but I'll fight for your right to say it? Now it's, I disagree with what you say, so I'm going to punch you in the nose.
Right. Well, Jonathan is one of the greatest defenders of liberty that I know, and a good friend, and as are you, Norm, from the Campaign for Liberty. I appreciate you both. We got to take a news break. Before I come back, we'll talk about the fight against the FDA on mercury amalgams and also drug money to doctors and how it affects their prescribing. But for now, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.